Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes up and all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys.
Finally, the bus is here.
I know. I was starting to schwitz in this heat. I just hope that bus has good air conditioning. I don't want to show up in Branson looking like a dish rag.
Oi, my allergies are acting up. The air conditioning on that bus better be turned off. I'm shivering like a leaf with this cold. It's this weather, I swear. Or the pollution these days. When did the pollution get so bad? I don't remember this kind of pollution here in Florida. Where are the ocean breezes? This isn't Florida. It's more like Los Angeles. Oi, do I remember living in Los Angeles with your father, God rest his soul. The air was so bad, you could cut it with a knife.
Well, like Ma, I still like live there. I know about all about the pollution there. I was like driving back from the valley on 405 to Santa Monica, and like there was this like huge cloud of fog and smog just like there.
Ma. It's called an atmospheric inversion. It's a very serious condition that Al Gore talked about. We learned all about it in school. In fact, we drove up La Cienega past the Tendopico and attended a lecture all about it.
That's right. You northerners aren't used to the gentle climate here in the South. You're used to those winters that are cold and bitter, sort of like the people up there.
Yes, well, you know all about the cold and bitter, dear. Or is that old and bitter? Al Gore. Did I vote for him?
Like, no, Mom. You voted for, like, Pat Buchanan. You, like, thought you were voting for Al Gore. But, like, those hanging chads got, like, in the way.
I can't believe how long this bus ride is. Can you believe how long this bus ride is? I can't believe it. There just better be a bathroom on the bus. My prostate is killing me.
Don't worry, there's a bathroom.
Enough about your prostate. That's all I hear, is about your prostate. Just be glad you still have a prostate.
Not that I need to use it that often.
It's still nice to have in case of an emergency.
It's the professor, Leland. I heard you were going on this trip. I was so glad to hear that.
Why, yes. Bernice lined up this trip for the development, and everyone decided to go along. I guess Bernice is making a little commission on this, and with real estate the way it is down here, everyone wanted to help her out. Well, it'll be an adventure.
Always nice to be on an adventure with you, Leland.
Hadassah, did that rash ever clear up? I swear, you've had that rash forever.
Ma, it's not a rash. It's dry skin.
Looks like a rash to me, and I know rashes. Looks just like that diaper rash you had when you were a baby. Your bottom was so red it could stop traffic.
Ma! It's dry skin. Trust me.
Okay. Okay. You know me. I stay out of my children's business.
Say, take it easy on Ma. She's been dealing with Dad's prostate these days.
Just stay out of it, Benjamin. Wait till she starts talking about where you got red spots and things.
Oh, I gotta take this. It's the coast.
They just never leave him alone. He has such an important job at the network.
I hope they serve liquor on this bus.
Oh, they do. This group never goes anywhere that's not within arm's reach of a cocktail.
Well, maybe you and I should share one.
When are we going to get on the bus?
As soon as they load up the walkers and scooters, honey.
Did you pack that flask in your purse?
What? Why would I have a flask in my purse?
Because I swear, I'm going to need straight liquor after a bus trip with these people.
Gramps, are we there yet?
Good morning and welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. This morning, we're off on a bus trip with the gang from Boca del Rio, Phase 3 to Branson, Missouri, to see the show, A Branson Family Christmas. It stars cast members from the 91.1 Players. Today, we feature the music of three special guests, the Dixie Dudes, Larry Zarletti, and Tom Goss. And we have a VIP guest today, the Town Chair of Salem, Wisconsin, the Honorable Diane Tessar. Branson Family Christmas was created and written by Stephen Brown and Michael Ulstrup. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTiernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. Also supporting the WGTD Radio Theater is the not-for-profit Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation, located in Salem, Wisconsin. The mission of the foundation is to develop and promote excellence in the performing arts in Wisconsin and the Midwest. And now, a Branson Family Christmas!
Okay, folks, we're about to get on the bus. I'll check you off the list as you get on. Once we're all settled and on our way, I'll come around with a little snack and beverage service.
What did he say?
That we're getting on the bus.
What about the bus?
We're getting on the bus, Gramps.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Brianna.
Why can he hear her but not me?
I swear, their hearing gets more selective as they get older.
Okay, let's get on board.
What's with an Englishman in Florida?
Well, there are estimated to be nearly 700,000 British citizens living permanently in the USA, and they won't all fit in Kenosha.
What's a Kenosha?
Well, plus, the Florida Tourist Department has been advertising the UK for at least 30 years, and there seem to be quite a few jobs for Brits here, and without even trying, I found a company looking for a British tour guide in Miami. I've got the advert right here. The UK's Big Bus Tours is now operating in Miami. Their sightseeing tours provides visitors with a great introduction to the city. Big Bus is recruiting sales advisors, tour guides, bus drivers, and a hotel promotions coordinator. We welcome like-minded individuals, preferably British, willing to share their love and knowledge of Miami with the world. So that's what an Englishman is doing in Florida.
Pachi!
Let's sit in back near the bathroom. My prostate is killing me.
Aw, honey. Let's sit up front so I can see out of the front window.
I'm sitting in back with Irving near the bathroom. When I gotta go, I gotta go. Sit with your granddaughter.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to have a great time together over the next 2 days on our way to wonderful Branson.
And the woman bus driver.
Not so loud. Let's not get her mad, too.
Dad, do I have to sit with Asher?
Now what's going on?
Nothing. It's just I had to sit next to him on the plane.
So what?
So I'm tired of sitting next to you.
Mom.
Enough, you two. Asher will sit with me, and Noah will sit with Dad. Do you have your Game Boys and iPads? I am not spending the next 2 days with you two at each other's throats.
Just don't sit too far away. I may need that item in your purse.
Ha ha.
So, Nate, mind if we sit together? I see that Jeffrey isn't here. I know, I just hated being by myself, but then again, I'm used to it now, having lost four husbands. Of course, my friend Sean and her daughter Nicole flew in from California to spend the trip with me, so I'm not really alone. Her husband didn't come along, and I do not want to talk about it. But all the same, why couldn't he get off of work? Doesn't make any sense at all to me. I mean, it's family. You make exceptions for family. Unless, of course, Francine and he are having problems. Oh, you don't think they're having problems, do you?
No, Jitsi, I don't think so. Getting off work can be tough these days. You know, Jeffrey couldn't come along. He had to work on a couple of cruises. Big cruising time over the holidays, and I'd be delighted if we could sit together.
Vivian May, would you mind if I sat with you? I'm just so nervous about this trip going well, and you always know how to calm my nerves.
Well, of course, sugar, I'll sit with you, and it's not me that calms you down. It's the bourbon. Nothing like a good mint julep on a hot summer day. Why, I remember sitting with my daddy on the back porch. He'd be sipping on a julep, and I'd have my glass of fresh-squeezed lemonade. We'd talk about all sorts of things. And then Mama would call us in for a big dinner with fried chicken. Oh, it would be so good and just a wonderful time. Of course, sometimes when my mama wasn't looking, my daddy would let me try some of that julep, and my, oh my, was that good. I've been hooked ever since. Of course, it's hard to get good mint these days. People just don't appreciate the finer things.
I have to check with the tour guide about something. So, is everyone checked in?
Yes, ma'am. We're all set to go.
Thank heavens. Let's get on the highway and start the beverage service. This group will start getting alcohol withdrawal symptoms if they don't get a drink pretty soon.
Okay, driver, let's hit the road.
Okay, folks, we're on our way. Just sit back, relax. We'll be there in no time.
Dad, how much longer?
Here we are at the theater. You've got the best seats in the house. Just follow me into the auditorium.
Oh, Morty, I'm getting so tired of getting on and off that bus. Why couldn't we be driven in a car like my Cadillac? Everyone loves a Cadillac. Always a smooth ride. Always lots of room. Of course, now they make them so much smaller. How do people fit into those things these days? I'll never get rid of my Cadillacs.
No, Chitsy. Never get rid of your Cadillacs.
Oh, is your prostate still bothering you? You know, my first husband, God rest his soul, was a doctor, a gynecologist, so he wouldn't have done you any good. But he always knew all the good urologists in town because, let's face it, it's all in the same neighborhood.
Right, Chutzy. Same neighborhood. Say, Irving, wait up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Branson Family Christmas Show. We have a great show lined up. And to get us in the holiday spirit, let's listen to Larry Zarletti singing, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year."
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you'll be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosting,
marshmallows for toasting,
and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
He ought to be headlining in Vegas.
I know. Maybe you and I should take a trip to Vegas, huh, Leland?
Yeah, sure. When were you thinking?
How about as soon as I can ditch my mother?
Mom, it's just almost over. I want to go back to the hotel and swim.
You'll swim when the show is over. Now the next act should be really exciting.
And now, for some sounds of New Orleans, it's the Dixie Dudes.
It was on one Sunday morning, sun was shining fine. Lady love of old Bill Bellion closed out on the line in her backyard and weeping hard. She married a B&O brakeman, upped and throwed her down. Bellerin' like a prune, fed calf to that big gang hanging around. And to that crowd, she cried out loud. I'll remember that rainy evening I threw you out. Nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame. Ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Wow, that was great.
Yeah, it sure was.
It says here in the program that the banjo player is a lawyer.
A lawyer? It can't be very good.
Why not?
Who ever heard of a lawyer named O'Brien? Arnie Zipovich. Now that's a good name for a lawyer.
Oh, now that was something.
I loved it.
Now, dear, tell me, where are you from?
I'm here with my family from Salem, Wisconsin.
Oh, that sounds lovely. And what do you do there?
I'm the Salem Town Chairperson. Salem is such a great place. It's a shame that more people don't know about it. Salem is actually the third largest town in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds just fabulous.
We have 12,000 people that live there. We have access to 7 major recreational lakes and the Fox River.
Oh, well, now that sounds really...
People in our own county don't even know about Salem. You just drive right out here from Highway 50 from the interstate and turn left at Highway 83, and you're in Salem.
Oh, my goodness,
Salem. People think that Trevor and that Trevor... It's supposed to be Trevor, not Trevor, and Wilmot are separate towns, but they're actually communities within the town of Salem. Oops, it looks like the next act is starting.
Hey, Bernice, careful of this one. Does nothing but talk. I won't shut up.
Gotcha.
And now, originally hailing from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
What is with this Kenosha place?
I don't know. That's all this guy talks about.
And now living in Washington, D.C. is Tom Goss singing Christmas Chicago Style.
Kitchen lights, family fights, and when it's time, we will greet the night. In one room over, the laughter starts. I'll never outgrow the kitty table in my heart, because it is Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me. Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside, summer shines. And so we peel it back in our deepest past. We all share them, so we got the last laugh. And all the superstitions, we pass the Christmas hoes. And when it's time to eat, we laugh. Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me brimming with the more, 'cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside, summer shines. And oh, will the bears know they haven't lost yet? So there's still room to cheer. And the cob's well enough time, the pain has passed. Wait till next year, it's gonna be a good one. Into the tree. Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me brimming with the more, 'cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside, summer shines. And oh, Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me with the more, 'cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside.
Mom, like, what's the big deal about Christmas in Chicago?
Like, how would I know? All I know is it's like major cold there, big time. You know how it can be, like driving on the 101 from Westlake Village and taking Topanga Canyon Road to PCH, and the temperature will drop like 30 degrees. Well, like it's worse than like that.
Like, oh my gosh.
Years ago, there was a long-running radio and television show called Dragnet, a classic crime drama that set the standard for all others following it. A spoof of it was written by Stan Freberg, and has become sort of a tradition at the Branson Family Christmas Show to revisit that classic bit of comedy every year. Here, once again, is YuleNet.
My name is Wednesday. Joe Wednesday. My partner's Frank Jones. The chief's name is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch out of Homicide with Frank.
hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I came down. You too, Frank?
Oh, always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings. Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe. Chestnuts, all the trimmings, you know. Cranberry sauce, love to have you. The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Notice what, Frank?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Uh-huh, scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll
Love
see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Mrs. always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions.
Uh-huh, let's not go through that again.
Go through what, Joe?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh, you notice that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide, Wednesday. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
Smatter, Joe. Smatter, Joe.
Bring in a guy on a 409-6325-96704. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We question the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus. Guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah!
Says here you don't believe in Santa Claus. Hard to believe what you said. Did he really say that?
Sure, I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshots.
Any fingerprints?
Uh-uh, no latent prints. I just know, that's all. Like saying there's no Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
What's your story, mister?
Joe, he said that just to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge. Didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, and I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and walk right out of this room because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm gonna prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing better to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter. Got in. Flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurting in any of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children, nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums, but you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Santy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short of help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Uh-huh, that figures.
What a waste of time!
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would have to come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed 'em.
Yes, sir. What do you feed 'em?
Most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them little carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Uh-huh.
And scallions.
Most people call them green onions,
but they're really scallions. How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us to the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Uh-huh.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Well, would you believe it? They're all for the same man. Been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Uh-huh, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey.
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus.
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then, I believe in Santa Claus. And Columbus.
How about Cincinnati? And Cleveland? And the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind about Toledo.
Look, Grudge. Up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
Yeah, it's about the size of it.
And now, let's hear from the Dixie Dudes.
Lazy river by the old mill run, hazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree, throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. And up a lazy river where the robin's song, a bright new morning we can drift along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we will be. Up a lazy river with me. Thank you.
love Dixieland jazz. You know, I'm from that part of the country. And there's just so much to see and do there. And the food is so great.
Oh, I know what you mean. In Salem, Wisconsin, that's where I'm from, we have great restaurants. Supper clubs like the Colony House, Memphis-style barbecue at One Eye Jack's, a great diner at Linda's Cafe in Wilmont, fine dining at Twin Oaks.
Oh, that sounds so
interesting. And, of course, there's so, so much to do. We have all those lakes in the summer, ice fishing in the winter.
Ice fishing?
We even have our own ski hill at Wilmont Mountain that already opened for the season. Oops. Looks like the other act is starting.
Say, Chutz, I just hate to admit it, but you're right about that one. Just won't shut her mouth.
And now, one more song from Larry Zarletti, singing Have Yourself a Very Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. If the Lord allows, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Liking the show?
Yeah, it's okay. Is it almost over?
Mom, when can we go back to the hotel and swim?
Soon!
And now, as we close our show, let's all sing along to White Christmas by Andy Williams. The words are on the last page of your program.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
Thanks, folks, for listening. Our music was brought to us by the Dixie Dudes, Larry Zarletti, and Tom Goss. A special thanks to our very special guest, Diane Tessar, Town Chair of Salem, Wisconsin. The stars of today's show are Julie Burton, Renee Bouchel, Siegfried Christoph, Vicky Dumay, Alexa Eve, Eves, Todd Eves, Ryan Farrell, Lynn Garside, Carly Gentile, Don Jensen, Brianna Lean, Susan Lean, Teresa Myers, Krista Ozer, John Alexi, Andrew Potter, Tom Powers, Baz Spencer, Cameron Spencer, Naomi Wiseman-Zobler, Evan Zulke, and Kathy Zulke. Special sound effects were created by Barb Tyla. Our sound engineer was Bob Newman. The show is directed by Michael Ulstrup. It's a Professor in a Branson Family Christmas, were written by Steve Brown and Mike Ulstrup. Support for the WGTV Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Office of Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTiernan, and the Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation. Join us on January 26th for our annual Cartoons on the Radio show. And from the WGTV Radio Theater, this is Tom Powers signing off. Happy holidays, everyone.